In physical therapy, you're always trying to get that patient to feel or feel one change in the time that you have with them in that initial evaluation. They feel one thing different, better, less. They're hooked. They're in.
Want to thank the New York State Physical Therapy Association, the Student Special Interest Group, for having the show out to their conference at Hunter College. Got a chance to talk to the New York State Physical Therapy Association president. We had some speakers on the show. And can't thank the students enough for coming out to the after party as well. The first round brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for physical therapists looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check them out online at owensrecoveryscience.com and their new podcast available on iTunes, the Owens Recovery Science Podcast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the Big Apple. In the Big Apple today for the New York State Physical Therapy Association Student Special Interest Group. We're here for the conference. We've got physical therapy students. We've got physical therapists from around the great state of New York doing some presentations today. And we wanted to grab some of those PTs and those great speakers. We wanted to talk to them while we were here. We are at, what is it, the Smithfield? Is that where we are?
Smithfield,
that's where we are. And we're going to talk to some people who were at the presentation this afternoon. Want to thank the students and the faculty from Hunter College. Those were the great people who had us out to the presentation. Nice enough to host us at their fine Institute of Learning. So we want to thank those guys for having us out, plus all the sponsors making this thing happen. Appreciate that big time. Our first guest, without any further ado, one of the speakers today spoke on the important consideration for success in a cash-based practice. Abby Bales, the owner of Reform PT here in New York City. Abby, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time out. I heard great things about your presentation. People had a really, really good time listening.
Thank you.
So I always start with the beginning. What is your one-sentence job description? How do you describe when someone gives that ever-important, what do you actually do? What do you say? What do you do? What's your thing?
I treat pregnant and postpartum moms and get them back to whatever level of activity they want to return to after having a baby.
That's pretty good. Because a lot of people just lead off with, I'm a physical therapist, but that can go in so many different directions. It can be skewed and viewed in so many different ways. So
it's also very broad, and people don't really know what physical therapists do.
That's an entire episode that we could have a conversation about. I think that's perfect. So what's your superhero backstory? PT was not your first career choice. So how did you get to this wacky world of PT?
So I started off with a degree in musical theater in Colorado and decided where else to do musical theater, but in New York.
In New York.
I had some family connections back here, so I came back here. I moved here about 16 years ago with four suitcases. And I got into personal training actually as a side gig and developed my own personal training company here in New York City and realized that I was smarter than what I was doing and I had a desire to learn more
sure.
about the human body and rehab and prehab. And so with the support of my husband and some really key friends who told me that I was smart enough to do it, I went back to school, got my post-bac and pre-med at NYU and then went to my DPT program at NYU as well.
So that's a bit varied. I would say that's a weird background for a PT. A
little bit.
And I can say that because I got a weird background in PT, and that's why I kind of gravitate towards people like that who have that strange background, because I think you can bring so much to the profession.
Agreed. It's something where these type of opportunities, I'm not afraid to speak to people. I can stand up in front of them and clearly express to them what I do, how I do it, and it doesn't make me nervous. And I know that a lot of my colleagues have struggled with that, even just talking to their patients, talking to groups, talking to clinics. And it's someplace where I don't necessarily struggle, but also the psychology of being an actor, you're always trying to understand what your character wants, what's in their way, and how they're going to get what they want. And that kind of psychology helps with understanding what patients want, what's in their way, and what they need to get what they want.
Do that again. Talk about the character again. What they want, what they need.
What they want, what's in their way, and what they're going to be willing to do to get what they want.
So that's how you approach playing a character.
Because
I have no theater background whatsoever.
Yep. You figure out what does your character want? What is in their way? So what's their obstacle that's in their way? And what are they willing to do to get what they want? And that's not unlike when our patients are coming
right.
in. They say, I want to run a marathon, but I have this thing that hurts. Well, are you willing to take a week or two off in order to let that heal a little bit and then do the rehab? or are you not? And that, for me, helps me to dissect whether or not that patient is going to work with my practice, or right. if I need to refer them out to someplace that has either a different level of care or a different level or a different idea or different taking a different tack to their rehab program versus what I'm doing.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
But see, I gave this talk at the National Student Conclave a couple years ago, and it said it was called Connecting the Dots, which is if you put PT in the center, and we know from geometry, there's a straight line between any two points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you generally look at musical theater and say, I don't see a direct line with PT. I don't think how this is going to connect, and it's not common. But what you just said about how you figure out how to play a character, you're figuring out that's a subjective exam in and of itself right
yep.
there.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, super nerdy.
Super nerdy. I know, but that's the thing about PT is we love to nerd out on the nerddom. This is our nerddom. We love, yeah.
You'd be surprised how many performers become physical therapists.
There's like three in the room.
Yeah, our natural background, we have to do a lot of dancing and things like that. And so a lot of how we move and the injuries that we sustain when we're performing really lends itself to wanting to understand how to prevent that. And there are a lot of dancers and performers who end up being physical therapists.
Do you need to be your own while you're a dancer? Like, are you your own body mechanic, because your body is your vehicle?
I mean, I hate to say that anyone should be their own anything, because even when I had to do postpartum PT, I didn't do it myself.
Right.
I went to somebody else. So I think that sometimes dancers, especially performers, take that on for themselves because
right.
their schedule is so weird and it's so expensive and their insurance is not as great, so they don't have a lot of opportunities to see cash-based physical therapists who might give them more time. But they do try to become their own treatment. They,
right.
They're taping themselves. They're researching, well, this dancer does, you know, E-stim or whatever for X, Y, and Z. Maybe I should try that.
And you alluded to being able to see a cash-based PT, radio segue. What do you do now?
I am a cash-based physical therapist here in New York City.
And it's Reform?
Reform Physical Therapy.
Okay. Website so people can check it out?
ReformPTNYC.com.
So you mentioned in the top of the show what that kind of looks like, but go deeper than that one-sentence job description. Who do you get an opportunity to work with?
I have a really wonderful population here in New York City that allows me to see moms who maybe weren't physically fit prior to pregnancy or during pregnancy and want to become physically fit, and there's the barrier of pelvic health related issues or just postpartum issues in general, all the way to Olympic athletes. So
wow.
I treat women who want to be active, get back to being active, and that barrier is somewhere in the physical therapy world, typically in the pelvic health sector too. So I am trained to do internal pelvic health treatments and exams, whereas there are some people out there saying, well, I do postpartum stuff, but they don't understand what's going on with the internal pelvic floor musculature,
sure.
which is the most drastically changed postpartum.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Haven't done any in-depth work there, but I'm going to take your word for it on that.
Take my
one.
Word. I have two kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what is your setting? Do you have a physical space? Are you going to people? Talk to me about that.
Both. So I am fortunate enough to have such a dense population here in New York
yeah.
that I do a lot of home visits. Plus, it offers the mom at 6 weeks an opportunity to be there for their baby if they need to nurse, if baby's upset. They don't have childcare yet. So I am able to do that 6-week visit in mom's home. I also have a space down in NoHo where I see people in clinic. Sometimes my mom's coming from New Jersey or they're coming from Brooklyn or up in the Bronx, and they come to see me there. So I'm fortunate to have both opportunities and space here in the city.
That's fun. Interesting,
it's
interesting
cool.
little rabbit holes you can get into, especially in New York when they say it's different than any city in the world. It really is. But you can do some really, really cool stuff with it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a litmus test. A lot of things happen. Either start here and fail here, or start here and then people decide, yes, you can do this somewhere else and then try to.
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
It's just going to go right there. She's like, she knew where
Frank
I was going
to. Sinatra.
You knew where I was going to go with that. What else excites you about this profession, especially when you're standing here around people who are talking so much about so many different areas, especially with the audience, and the audience today was PT students. What pumps you up?
Students pump me up.
Yeah.
They come in so excited to learn. They come in so excited to expand on their education and to, you know, perhaps be a cash-based physical therapist or own their own place, and they have all these different ideas. And what's really cool is that, you know, I went in as an older student. I came out as an older student. So the students now, they understand so much more about technology and the future of physical therapy so much better than I do. So it really keeps me up to date with what's going on, what are the new cool things that they're thinking of, and you know, maybe there's an opportunity in the future to collaborate with them, because I see every PT student as someone who's going to be my colleague.
Yeah.
They have something to teach me. I have something to teach them. And it's really exciting to continually meet these people who are I'm going to welcome into the profession in just a few years as colleagues. And they really keep me pumped up and going.
Do you work with anybody, or is you a one-man band?
I am a one-woman show.
Yeah.
I like it that way, and the future of my company is going to be to provide more opportunities to people who aren't in the New York City area, so I'm going to keep it a one-woman show for right now.
For right now. Are you able to take students? Have you done that before?
You know, it's difficult to
it's
take
be hard,
students
right?
because I'm going into homes.
Yeah.
And so if I was in the clinic more often or more frequently in one day, that might be an opportunity. Unfortunately, now my schedule is such that I'm not, the majority of my patients are home patients, and it's already difficult to go into someone's home as a physical therapist and treat them internally for pelvic health and their babies running around and stuff. So I like to keep it as agile, unobtrusive
light.
As possible.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So bringing a student in is challenging, even though I'm very excited about teaching students. So I just have to find the right avenue for that.
Okay. You ready for three questions? We do a little segment called Three Questions.
Great.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Right, here we go. It's brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. They find physical therapist jobs in any of the 50 U.S. states. Any setting, so New York, you can go to California, you can go inpatient, outpatient, acute, neuro, women's health, postpartum, they do that too. AURAUSmedical.com, no obligation too, I like to mention that. And a lot of times students don't know, when you go to look into the world of travel PT, they think they have to pay for it. No. You're just getting a job where you want to do. So do what you want to do, where you want to do it. AURAUSmedical.com. Three questions here from Arias. First question is, if you could go anywhere besides New York City to be a physical therapist, where would you go for 13 weeks? You got carte blanche. You can go anywhere you want. Where do you go?
I would go to France.
In the U.S., though.
Oh,
they have jobs in the U.S.
I would probably go to the Pacific Northwest. I would go to Bend, Oregon. There are a lot of female distance runners up there who are having babies and could use my help.
Just interviewed a PT who is in Bend, Oregon, working at the Rep Lab and working with female triathletes up there.
So a lot of athletes up that way.
Arias got positions in Bend, Oregon as well. Check them out. Second question, what's something you read recently that really inspired you? Could be a quote, a blog post, a book, anything. What gets you fired up to read?
About reading, I get really fired up by Sarah Blakely, who is the founder of Spanx.
Spanx,
and she posts a lot on Instagram. She does a lot of talking about being an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur, having a family, and really promoting other entrepreneurs at her HQ.
Yeah, had no idea what Spanx were. And then I heard an NPR episode on a show called How I Built This, where they interview people who started companies, and she was one of them. And I was 30 seconds in, and I'm like, I have no idea what Spanx are. And then a half hour later, I was like, wow, that's a thing.
She is phenomenal.
Yeah, she got everything together, literally and figuratively.
She got everybody together.
She got it together. Third question, who is someone else in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Maybe somebody who's doing amazing things.
You should all know Karen Litzy.
Yeah.
Karen Litzy should be in the room. She's a founder of Women in PT Summit. She speaks internationally at conferences. She attends conferences. She creates conferences. But she really is bringing physical therapy together and promoting the field in a way that's really inspiring, but she still takes time to mentor people. She has mentored me and any number of my colleagues, but she is someone to watch in the field of physical therapy. I feel like Karen is doing a lot of really innovative things with conferences in the future.
Last section of the show, we do parting shot, your mic drop moment.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation, their mission to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
What would you want to leave the audience with? What sentiment to drive home?
Pregnancy, although it feels like it can destroy your body and delivery can destroy your body, women are so much stronger than they think, and we need to not treat them like they are broken after they have a baby. They are strong. They can come back stronger from having babies. And I would really like women who are working in the physical therapy world to encourage their pregnant and postpartum moms to get physical therapy and to not feel like they are are unempowered by being a mother, that they are somehow less than they were before. They can actually do more.
That tends to be how they think when they come to you, or even when they don't come to
you.
Yeah,
when they don't come to me. I think there's a pervasive thought in our world that women are somehow broken. They're, you know, your pelvis changes, whatever changes that are happening, well, it can't be fixed. That's just how it is. And that's totally not true. You don't have to live your life incontinent. You don't have to live your life thinking, well, I'll never run again. I'll never lift again. I have back pain that's debilitating and will never go away. This is just my body now. And I think that really disempowers women in a time when they should feel very powerful. They have just created and delivered a miracle into this world. They are Superwoman right now. They are Wonder Woman in the future.
How do you instill that, though? When you finally get someone who is in that situation where they're believing the hype of society, mm-hmm. and you want to make them superheroes, how do you do that? I mean, it's probably longer than a 30-second spiel.
It's longer than 30 seconds, but you give them one thing. In physical therapy, you're always trying to get that patient to feel one change in the time that you have with them in that initial evaluation. They feel one thing different, better, less. They're hooked. They're in.
I like that. That's easy to do. You can do one thing,
do
right?
One thing.
I want to say thank you to coming out, not only to talk to the students here today, but for jumping on the show and sharing your message. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Let's do this. Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the Smithfield in the lower, are we have a lower west or a lower east? Who knows?
I don't know. I'm an upper east side girl, so.
We're downtown somewhere in New York. Who
somewhere.
Knows? Who knows
Maybe
where
Chelsea
that is?
Something.
Maybe Chelsea. Who knows? Excited to bring our next guest on the show here at the student conference, Peggy Lynam. Peggy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We started off the show with this. What's your one sentence job description? How do you describe when someone says, what do you do? What do you respond with?
Well, it depends on you're talking about what I do. Currently, I'm full-time faculty, so I help create the next generation of physical therapists.
I like that. That's a pretty big job to take on, right? Where are you affiliated? Tell the audience.
I teach at Long Island University in the Brooklyn campus in Brooklyn, New York.
I think a lot of people are confused when Long Island University is in Brooklyn. I know I was.
Well, actually, the Long Island University was created at the Brooklyn campus back in, I think, in 1926. The whole landmass that is Long Island, way back when, all of it was Long Island. Then they made it Brooklyn and Queens.
Yeah, they carved it up.
Right. But we have a post campus that a lot of people think is Long Island, but the original campus was a Brooklyn campus.
I like it. You have the accent. You got it. You live it. You walk it. You talk it.
I've only been living in Brooklyn since 1986.
So where's the accent from?
I don't think I have an accent.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people in New York say. I think I detect one, though. Just a bit. Well, I'm glad you're here today. What were you talking to the students about? I mean, first of all, just being around so many people and just being able to rub elbows and hear how excited a lot of the students are. What were you able to pick up?
Well, just their enthusiasm for this career of physical therapy. So I'm the president of the New York Physical Therapy Association. So I gave the welcoming remarks at the conference this morning.
Which I do want to say, you didn't even put that in your one sentence job description. I was going to bring that up.
Well,
which I think is great because you want bigger, broader scope. What you can do with that position.
Well, what I can do with that position, I hope, is to motivate people to continue to move the profession forward.
Yeah.
So I believe we have to stay informed, stay involved, keep pushing the boundaries of the profession. When I graduated in 1982, most PTs worked in hospitals.
Yeah.
Now we're doing maternity in the home. We are doing ergonomics in the workplace.
Sure.
We are doing sports. We are doing consultation just for global health. and population health.
There was a debate about telehealth there today.
That's right,
as well.
Telehealth.
So we can literally get everywhere now.
So I think the physical therapy profession of the future is going to be very different from what when I started. So I hope in my position to foster that growth and the optimism about the profession.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff people going on these days about the reimbursement and the regulation, but we've always survived and we've always pushed forward and we're growing. And I think being part of the American Physical Therapy Association is what moves the profession forward. So being involved is where you need to be if you want to maximize your career and your opportunities.
Okay. You said you graduated in what, 1982?
1982, a long time ago.
Okay. How are physical therapy students similar and different since 1982?
Okay. Similar, they're all scared about tests, scared about passing the licensure exam.
Yeah.
Different, I would say a lot of my students don't, this is a little thing, they don't read as much.
Why, they just glean?
They skim? They skim. With the technology, everyone's used to having instantaneous information. It's the PowerPoint. It's the looking it up on Google. I went back, when I went to school, it was the card catalog in the library where you had to take the time to reflect and delve. I think one thing about students today is that I think is not in their favor is the instantaneous of information. It's right there. I think to be the best PT, you need to be able to think about things, reflect, look at all sides of your patient, and not just get that first Google search that comes up.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times you don't skip to the second or third Google search. And that might be
right.
the more involved, the better answer.
Yes.
Or at least the search for the answer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good insight. What gets you excited about events like this today and being around all these students?
Just seeing the future. And that they're willing to give up their Saturday on a beautiful day to come here to learn, to interact with their peers, to interact with the speakers. And I love to see when at the lunch where there wasn't students all from the same school, I tried to go up and network with them, and the fact that there'd be students from different schools at the lunch tables, I think it's great.
It wasn't a middle school dance?
No.
Where they just kind of separated based on who they knew?
A little bit, but that changed.
Yeah, you got to let them warm up.
Yes.
Yeah. President of the New York State Physical Therapy Association, I know some important things are happening and happen every year in Albany and every state capital. Why should someone take off a Saturday and come to Albany or go to any state capital to advocate for your profession on a state level? Why? I'll give you the opportunity to get somebody to do that.
Why? Because if you want to be able to have a career in the future, we need to take care of the issues today. So that's why.
Okay.
I became involved because I want to have a voice. Even if I'm one voice, my voice matters.
So what's coming up? What's on the agenda
right
or the
now,
docket?
What the chapter is involved in right now is workers' compensation.
Okay.
The board in New York State, they have proposed a change to the medical fee schedule. They have not changed that since 1996.
Okay, that's been a while.
It's been a while. So we've had, our chapters had an initiative where we've made proposals to the workers' compensation board. Their initial proposal was a certain percent increase for physical therapy services, but with workers' compensation, it's not so much the basic rate, it's that they put an artificial limit on the number of units of physical therapy that you can charge in a session. So basically, it's limiting the intensity of physical therapy.
And that's on us, right? We want that to be on us.
Right.
I decide. I have a license.
Right.
I decide
and
what's proper.
And for the injured workers in New York State, it's limiting how much the intensity of therapy that they can receive in order to get better. So we've developed this whole media campaign. We've done press releases. We had our executive director and a member of our public policy committee on a local Capitol Night TV program up in Albany.
Yeah.
We've done letters to the Workers' Compensation Board, to the governor's office. We've had other external stakeholders who are interested in helping to promote, care for injured workers, collaborate with us.
Yeah, great.
We are physical therapy. We've been promoting physical therapy along with APTA as a legitimate alternative to opioids. So we're tying it into that. So that's sort of our current big initiative.
Yeah. And when is Lobby Day? What month is it in?
Lobby Day this year is in, you're going to get me now? It's in May. And it's on a Monday. Usually it's on a Tuesday. It's on a Monday. The date is not in the...
Honestly, before we put the day on people's minds, I want to make sure there's a why. And you did that. And then start thinking, it's September right now. But I'm thinking, okay, next year, May. Think about that. If that were to affect your practice and how you're able to practice in New York State, you should be there.
Absolutely. You should be there. Because the legislators, they want to hear from their constituents. And New York is a big state. And especially New York City, some of the western states, the middle of New York, they get people to go. They don't have that many legislators. But in New York, in greater New York alone, there are so many assembly persons. So they'll listen to me. But if I don't vote for them, it doesn't mean as much. So it means much more when it's you're the constituent of the assembly person or the state senator to go in and say, this is what I want to advocate on behalf of the citizens of New York who need physical therapy. So that's why it's important to go up.
Love it. Are you ready to do shots?
I don't do shots.
Parting shots.
Parting shots. Okay.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Your parting shot of wisdom. What's kind of your mic drop moment, or what do you always impress upon people, other physical therapists? What's something important you want to leave them with? A good sentiment.
To always do your best, represent yourself and the profession. If you represent yourself the best, you're going to represent the profession the best. And always think a little bit outside of the here and now and looking forward to the future.
Also, don't Google stuff, all right, kids?
Don't Google stuff, kids.
Read books. Peggy, line them up. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to, period. Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more. NPTE StudyCast, the number one NPTE podcast in the world.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
All right, we're back. We are at the Smithfield in Lower Manhattan here with the New York State student conference. These guys are just putting on conferences for themselves now. I love that. Self-starters. When people ask me what the future of physical therapy looks like, I say, well, way smarter than me and way more organized. We have one of my colleagues from Fox Rehabilitation on the show, Ray Cilio. Ray, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
And you're a New Yorker.
I am. Long Island, New York.
Long Island. You kind of hang that hard G. I like it. You stretch it out. What role do you play with the practice of Fox Rehabilitation?
I am a regional director for East Side of Manhattan. I also still treat once in a while and, doing hiring and interviews and scheduling and everything that comes with the job.
Yeah. Being a physical therapist in Manhattan, different than being a physical therapist other places.
Yes.
Gotta be. Everything's different about Manhattan.
Complete 180.
So what are the things that people maybe outside the area or maybe their students thinking about staying in the city after they graduate here at the conference? What are some different things about, it's its own beast.
Yes, it's all house calls. We have a couple of senior livings, but it's walking around most of the day, taking public transportation.
Everything's walking distance in New York.
Whether you want to or not. But if you want to get somewhere within 5 minutes, sometimes you may, we have an Uber program, which I'll
talk about that.
You about.
That's kind of different.
Fox has partnered with Uber. To make the clinician's life a little bit easier. So if it's raining or if they're tight schedule or snowing or just want to get somewhere quicker, they can go on a Fox app, click on Uber, and have Uber come pick them up and take them to the next client.
So I have an Uber app, right? Mm-hmm. But this is different.
This is different. Where
you have your own program with Uber.
Yes, we have an option on there for Fox.
Right.
And we get a special corporate rate, and they click it, and they know it's Fox Rehab. And
so as a clinician, essentially, if you're working in Manhattan with Fox, you've got a chauffeur on call.
Yes, isn't that fascinating?
To get to your next house call.
What kind of job can you get with your chauffeur to your next client?
So I've heard from some Fox clinicians in New York City with that chauffeur on call, what they're doing while you're in that Uber is you're lining up your next patient. You're taking a look.
Yep, you're making phone calls to your next client. You could be doing a documentation, you know, point of service. You know, after you're done, do a quick documentation in the Uber. Makes life easier. They also can do, they can walk if it's, you know, hopefully it's a distance of walking. Subway, also, city bike. A lot of them, I have a guy who, his name is Robbie, he's coming over from the Brooklyn team into Manhattan, and he lives in Brooklyn, he's gonna bike across the bridge into Manhattan and work on the Lower East Side just on his bike.
Wow.
I'm like, about the wintertime, he's like, I don't care. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Well, that's
great.
The thing with practices nowadays, you know, let off the show with Abby, you design your own schedule.
Yes.
You know, you have a license. You're a professional. Just because you work with an organization or a practice doesn't mean they have to dictate what you're doing.
Make
your decisions. Make the decisions that are best for you and for your clients based on what's best for you and your clients.
Right. We help when, you know, a new hire comes on board with Fox, we will help them with scheduling. Give them the tools to do that. And what's great is that they're empowered to make their own schedule. So if they want to front load their week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, stronger, and have a lighter Thursday and Friday, spend time with friends and family, they can do that. They can start their day at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They can end at 4, 5, or 6, whenever they want. They're empowered to do that. So therein lies the, you know, the freedom to do that, where if you work in a brick and mortar and you're working, you know, 9 to 5, you're stuck in that brick and mortar for, you know, 4 or 5 patients an hour treating. This is one-on-one, you know, 7 to 8 clients a day. They make the schedule. We get the patients for them, but they're in charge. It's their world.
Yeah, your son has a Little League game. Your daughter has a soccer match. Mm-hmm. Adjust your schedule accordingly because those things are important. And you're a professional and you don't want to miss them.
Right.
So Do what will serve you and your clients the best.
We promote a strong, you know, work-life balance. So, you know, our work week's Monday through Sunday. So if you want to cut out on Thursday earlier, you can work Saturday, come in Manhattan, see a couple of clients, then go home Sunday, whatever is easier for you. So we really push that, you know, the clinicians do what's best for them. A happier clinician makes a happier client.
Yeah.
So we really push that.
Happy, well-trained clinicians make great healthcare.
You got it.
Yeah. It's not just a cliche if you think about it.
No.
And if you put those clinicians first, if you take care of them, they're going to take care of those human beings that you get to interact with.
Absolutely.
Because it's a little bit of a different model. How do you explain it to students when they're trying to wrap their head around it? Is there a brief description that you can get to?
Yeah. You know, I kind of say, remember back in the late 1800s when a doctor would come and drive horse and buggy to your house and treat you for whatever ailment you had, and then you'd get better, and he would give you a chicken or take my goat or my horse, like that kind of thing. We're doing house calls.
House calls.
Treating in the home. Who does that? You know, back to the old school where we'll come to you, treat you in your environment that you're most comfortable with. Instead of, you know, you going to a hospital or an outpatient practice where you have to simulate a bathroom setting or
stairs to nowhere.
Right. We'll do it in your home where you're comfortable, and the anxiety is lessened, and, you know, you make your own schedule. You can see a clinician comes to see the client, you know, 3 times a week. They're getting in the home therapy where it really counts.
Love that. What else should people know about Manhattan? What's kind of a final sentiment that they might not know looking from the outside?
Well, you get to do PTOT or speech in the home in the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Every day is different. You know, as far as you can, you know, create your own schedule, and as weather permits, you can be a, you know, rainy day, throw on your galoshes, go out there. It can be a sunny day. You can go get a slice of pizza, then go see your client.
I was going to bring up pizza because here's the easiest sell. If you're listening and you're not from the area, where can you go where you can get a New York slice at any corner, a legit New York slice at any corner? You can't go anywhere else.
any corner, man. Really, Ray's Pizza, the original Ray's,
Ray's.
Like the biggest one. That's
the Ray's.
The one. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're looking at other cities, you can't go anywhere and get this anywhere else.
And also, you know, the clinicians on my team a lot of times take their clients to Central Park. Where can you go and do gait training or neuro re-ed or balance training in Central Park?
Yeah.
And the client's loving it.
It's huge. You know,
but the big thing about coming to work for Fox Rehab in Manhattan is it's all house calls.
Sure.
So you don't want to have a car. You don't want to drive around.
Done.
This is the job.
Yeah.
This is the job.
That's it.
You know, we have clients that, clinicians that just started from 3 months ago. I have clinicians that have been on a team for 9 years. They won't do anything else. They can't go back to working in a building.
Yeah.
They want to be out and treating, you know, outside.
It's a real world environment out there.
Yeah.
It's where your clients hopefully want to get to.
Yeah.
So you might as well do it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ray, you ready for a parting shot?
Sure.
Parting shot. What's your mic drop moment? What's your sentiment you want to leave with the audience that they should remember and hold near and dear to their hearts?
You want to make a difference in clients' lives. You got to treat them in the environment that they're comfortable with, and spend time with them. You know, no more, you know, outpatient practice treating in a brick and mortar and treating for 15 minutes and then you pass it on to an aide or an assistant. You need to treat one-on-one, and this is the company to do that.
Love that. Ray Cilio for Fox Rehabilitation. Ray, thanks for coming out,
man. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com. PT Pinecast supports Go Baby Go,
a national community-based research, design, and outreach program that provides modified ride-on cars to children birth to age 3 who experience limited mobility. Founded by Cole Galloway from the University of Delaware. For more information about how you can build your own cars or start your own chapter, visit udel.edu/gobabygo.